more than older people, and he adds that complaints of pain are particularly plain in one group.
In virtually every category of pain, women had more pain than men.
3/4 of the American people have occasional headaches, more than half have backaches, and nearly half of the people say they have stomach pains. On Wall Street today, stock prices are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 4 points, standing at 1368.29 at this hour. Trading is described as active. Mike Moss, NBC News.
Another day older and deeper in debt. I'm Darrell Wells from The Source, and we sure had fun these past 3 years. Too much fun. All those times we told the store clerks to charge it have caught up with us. After a 3-year spending binge, consumer debt is at a record high. On the average, we owe almost 19% of what we earn. New York economist Michael Drury predicts it'll be a blue Christmas.
Christmas is normally heavy on credit-related items like VCRs, televisions, etc. It suggests that there may be a more sluggish Christmas season than normal this year.
Or look at it this way. A Washington, D.C. counseling center that helps people with debt problems usually has a wait of a week to 10 days for an appointment. Now the wait is 5 weeks. Of course, many Americans are beyond owing money to credit card companies. It's for the homeless and the hungry that USA for Africa has announced a plan for a human chain May 25th. As many as 10 million people could pay $10 each to link arms coast to coast. As much as $100 million could be raised by Hands Across America. You're listening to The Source. Some concerned folks on Capitol Hill have their eyes on spies. In a hearing today before a Senate subcommittee, FBI Director William Webster called for a crackdown on the comings and goings of Eastern Bloc visitors to the U.S.
The threat comes not only from Soviet and Bloc officials posted in the United States, but from trade representatives, correspondents, students, scholars, scientists, and tourists.
Currently, only Soviet diplomats are under restrictions. Dan Rather says it was just a thought. He and 60 Minutes honcho Don Hewitt had what-if conversations about the feasibility of forming a group to buy CBS News, but quickly abandoned the idea when management said the division was definitely not for sale. And David Lee Roth is in the market for actresses for his debut movie, Crazy from the Heat. Open call is Sunday in Hollywood. Bring a bikini. And that's news. I'm Dara Wells from The Source.